how do I define myself as an artist? I'd say that when I first moved back home, it was easy to pick my subject matter, and I really focused a lot on salmon. And that kind of led more into thinking about, well, why am I painting these salmon? Why are they more, or why are they so important to me? And it all drew, like, it all boiled down to, it's part of our life, it's who we are. And what that led to was, well, who am I? Well, I'm a Yupik person from Bristol Bay. And then, well, what is that? And, well, what does it mean to do that and be that? And that goes back to our subsistence way of life, and what was my role in it, and what were my goals for becoming more Yupik and rooted to who we were. I like to live my life in the way that my life is my work. And so if I don't get to start practicing the subsistence way of life, then I then am not doing my research to paint what I love and what I want to share with others. Moving to Olechnigik was definitely an intentional move. It was, do I want to live in Dillingham, and do I want to just have a job where I'm working 8 to 5, 9 to 5, and dedicating my life to a job? Or do I want to live closer to some, or live in a community that was a little bit closer to subsistence living and village life? And so just coming up the road was a no-brainer, because I've always wanted to live on a lake where I just have an incredible view and feel like I could be inspired to be outside. And my theory in all of this is that with depression on the rise and people who have things really easily just available to them, like light switches, just, you know, you wake up in the morning, flick on the lights, you don't have that extra moment to realize how lucky you are to have that. And so these extra steps in the morning where I need to start the generator and get all of that going, at one, it gets me outside no matter what the weather is. And so when it's beautiful out, it's kind of, wow, I'm so lucky to live here. And when it's raining, it's more like, wow, I'm so happy to feel the rain on my face. This, like, feels way better than it looks from inside. We should maybe come outside today. This one is Our Way of Life, and it was 2015 when I painted this. It was actually a commission. There's, like, a few different nonprofits that were involved in the purchase, and they sent it as a gift to President Obama when he closed Bristol Bay to offshore oil leasing and drilling. So this was like a thank you gift to him, and they just let me go with whatever I was feeling in my heart. And so I thought, well, if his preserving, or if he cares for our way of life, and this was a lot of his reasoning for doing this for us, then he should see what has helped us to preserve or ensure that our future generations are able to participate in it. And so when I was painting it, or just even drawing up this concepts, I was thinking, like, well, what are the best parts of subsistence? Like, when we're doing fish, what are the absolute best parts? And when you're seeing fish go into your net, you just get this, each splash is like a splash of butterflies just, like, bursting in your stomach, you know? You're just so happy and you can't help but laugh, like, you're tickled. And so you're out there and you're in the water and the water's kind of cold and the lady's pulling in the net, and you're just so thankful at the same time too. And it's exhilarating, and you're, you know, maybe you're feeling some fish, if they're so thick, you're feeling them kind of bump on your legs, and you're thinking, this is just impressive and amazing. And so I wanted to kind of show her joy there with just her wonder. And in the background, there's a grandpa and two grandchildren, and they're helping with the net and getting some of their own fish, and the kids are learning how to pull the fish out of the net. And if you've ever been with kids, picking fish at a net kind of is a ordeal sometimes, you know. It could take an adult just a couple seconds, but the kids are wondering, you know, they're exploring it. And it takes someone like a grandparent who's going to be patient and make sure that that experience is a positive one, so the kids then associate happiness and this time that they got to spend with someone that they loved. So the next year, they don't think of it as work. They're thinking of it as just a happy, happy time.
Right, the time they shared with their grandparents.
Exactly. And you have someone already working in the smokehouse, in the drying rack. And they're putting fish up. And just that in itself, on a nice day, you just, it's so rewarding. You're so fulfilled when you see the work that you've put into it and it's going well and the fish are drying how you want them to dry. None of them are getting wasted, but you're also babying them and looking through all of the cracks just in case any bugs are getting in there, and then kind of clean them off. You know, it's like gardening. It's like when you plant a seed and you're wanting it to grow well and have a nice thick little stalk when you're bringing it up and you're watering it. Ooh, it's a little bit dry, but you want to make sure that it's gonna make it all the way to, you know, something delicious,
right, to the end product. Yes.
And then yeah, at the same time, like, someone else is coming down with the next tote, they're towing a tote on the four-wheeler, and then some other kids are running behind them, and so it shows this kind of community aspect of what subsistence fishing is. And you have the small house in the background, and if you're really thinking into it, you're thinking like, all right, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people are going to be sleeping in that little tiny house back there, and there's only one outhouse. Oh my gosh, the line for that in the morning, and like, what do they do? I don't know.
They have to make it work somehow.
The little boys are just gonna go around the house, you know, and it's more of like the women's outhouse, I guess. Uh-huh. I don't know.
I love that. I would not have picked up on that, the outhouse detail at all. So I'm really glad you pointed that out.
Anything else about this painting that stands out to you?
While I'm painting things like this, it's more of, all right, I'm going to start with this. And then it's starting with the fish and thinking, all right, well, what else could be there? Oh, there's corks. What else? Oh, a woman pulling it in. Oh, a family right here. What else am I missing? Like the birds in the sky. And so it's almost like a meditative experience where you're closing your eyes and you're envisioning and placing everything that you need in that one moment, trying to go all the way down to the bugs that are buzzing by you and the wind. Where's the wind coming from, and how do I paint the grass? Which way is the wind going, and how does that sound to me? And you're trying to capture all of those feelings and put it into like a colorful picture so people could somehow at least grab a little bit of what you're experiencing for real in the outdoors.
This is what you did from growing up, from like your earliest summers. You remember doing this with your family?
Parts of it, but parts of it is also like seeing what other families did. And so this scene actually reminds me a lot more of when I commercial fished in Ecoc. And I was able to go there for a couple of summers with our neighbors. And there's just families that go there. It's this, you know, in the wintertime, no one's living there, maybe a cannery watchman. But in the summertime, just all of these new families move in there, and you're watching how everyone does something, things a little bit different, and what they're doing to incorporate, and how they're learning from each other, and taking what you know yourself. And it's almost like this is the ideal from what I've experienced myself to what I've seen, to kind of trying to manifest what I see the best scenario for our people. Mm-hmm. A good painting will have several different scenes in it, so your eyes kind of capture something new each time you take a glance.
I mean, I could totally see that, like all these little minute, the outhouse, like I said earlier. I just thought that was another little house or shed or something, and I didn't think about seven people sharing one hole in the ground, basically.
Look, I miscounted. There's actually eight.
Even better. Even more better. Of a challenge.
Art is so important to our people, and we are so incredibly gifted naturally. We don't even know it. We'll think that we can't draw, but we whip out a pencil and suddenly we're thinking, holy moly, I have like this hidden gift inside of me, and I just haven't been brave enough to share it with the world. And you don't have to do that. Statistics come out, and we always are made out to be these really impoverished communities that just don't have anything. Something that I hope that other people see is that we could employ ourselves through our own small businesses. Being in our communities that practice subsistence and the subsistence way of life is so important to like keep our people and our culture going in a way that is healthy and can bring us back emotionally with our mental well-being to the place that we should have never been taken away from.